Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County launching new emergency alert system. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County residents who receive emergency alerts will soon need to switch to a new notification system. County officials announced Wednesday they are transitioning from the current Everbridge platform, which will be deactivated on July 15th. To continue receiving emergency notifications and public safety alerts, residents will need to register with the county's new alert system. Current Everbridge subscribers will receive an official opt-in notification at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, allowing them to transfer their information to the new platform. Residents who are not currently signed up can register now by visiting campbellcountywy.gov/alerts. Anyone with questions about the transition or needing assistance with registration can contact the Campbell County Fire Department's Community Risk Reduction Division or visit the county's website for more information. Judge allows Raisner defamation lawsuit to move forward. A Natrona County judge has denied a motion to dismiss a defamation lawsuit filed by Wyoming U.S. House candidate and Casper businessman Reed Raisner against former state senator Austin Jennings. During a hearing Wednesday, Judge Kerry Johnson ruled that under Wyoming civil procedure rules, the court must assume the allegations in Raisner's complaint are true when considering a motion to dismiss. Johnson said the claims, which accuse Jennings of making false allegations of sexual misconduct against Raisner, are sufficient to allow the case to proceed. Raisner alleges Jennings engaged in a years-long whisper campaign that damaged his business and political campaign by spreading false accusations, including through anonymous social media accounts. Raisner also claims no records exist to support allegations that misconduct complaints were ever filed against him at Casper College. Jennings argued the lawsuit should be dismissed because it failed to present enough facts to support the claims and maintain that statements made in a sworn affidavit were protected under judicial privilege. Judge Johnson rejected the dismissal request and ordered Jennings to file a formal response to the lawsuit by July 31st. The case will now move forward in Natrona County District Court. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.